starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
I said I can't get Clay Horton. The line's been busy all this time.
Who's on it?
First was Sarah Pritchard and Mrs. Sturdivant.
Well, those gadding out old ladies will hold the line up for days.
Now it's Matt Brockway and somebody else. I don't know who.
Well, he'd be better off if he'd cultivate his corn instead of yammering on the telephone.
What?
I said he'd be better off cultivating his corn instead of yammering on the telephone. But don't you tell Porky I said that.
Well, I won't. When are we going fishing?
Oh, as soon as I get through here. Be about 5 minutes. Did you dig some worms?
Not yet.
Well, you better dig a few.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, yes, Jenny. Yes, dear, just a minute. I'll get him.
For you.
Gramps!
You calling me?
I am. You want it on the phone?
I'll be right with you.
I'd better finish digging the worms.
Okay.
Who is it?
Jenny.
What's she want?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe she wants to ask you for a date. You're terribly attractive, you know.
You know something? I got me a girl. Hello? Huh? Well, it's about time. Yeah, say, if you get a chance, call him, will you? And tell him I'll be right down. Yeah, thanks, Jenny. Thanks. Faye's got that new generator for the pickup.
Oh, good.
So I'll have to go into town and have him put it in right away.
Oh, I thought you were going to take Jeff fishing.
Well, he'd just soon go to town.
I'd take the pickup in for you, but I promised Mrs. Markle I'd drive into Capital City with her. We're going to do some shopping for the church bazaar.
Thanks, don't you bother. I can do it. Oh, Jeff! Jeff! Oh, Jeff!
Yes, Gramps?
Yeah, I gotta go to town. You wanna come along?
I thought we were going fishing. I got some worms all dug.
Well, the fishing can keep. We'd go after supper. How many worms did you dig?
About a dozen.
Well, that's enough.
Okay.
Didn't seem to be too happy about it.
Well, it can't be helped. I've been waiting on that generator for a week.
How long do you think you'll be gone?
Oh, a couple hours, more or less, I guess.
Oh, now, if for any reason you're going to be delayed, please give Jenny the message so I'll know.
Hmm? Okay. Come on, Jeff, if you're coming.
Right here, Gramps.
Fishing's better after sundown anyway, isn't it?
Oh, I guess so.
Well, I hope we get juice enough started.
Well, I'll be glad to push.
I guess we can make it all right.
Machine.
Well, the motor's all right. Be like new when we get the new generator in.
Have a good time.
Hi, Mr. Miller.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Charlie.
Where's Clay?
He couldn't wait. Had to go into Capital City to pick up some parts.
You got my generator?
It's in there. Clay said to help you put it in. Trouble was, he tried to call you by that party line.
Yeah, I know. Women gabbing, men chattering, tying up the phone, talking about you. Great day in the morning.
Something wrong, Mr. Miller?
Yeah, forgot to close the gate in the corral.
Domino will get loose.
Got to call Ellen. Hello, Jenny. George Miller. Ring the house, will you?
Oh, I'm sorry, George. That line's all tied up. Oh, not Jim Teal this time. It's Laura Sturdivant. She's calling Capital City. Yeah. Yeah, just a minute. All right, go ahead. Tell Ellen to close the gate to the corral.
And if Domino's out, tell her to put some oats in his feed bucket. And that'll bring him back. No, Jenny, not goats, oats.
All right, George. Oats. Yep, I'll tell her as soon as I can find her. Calverton Central. Oh, hello, Marge. No, Doc Stewart's out on a call. Up to the feed mill, I believe. Oh, broke out in a rash, huh? Could be something just disagreed with her. Yeah, I'll try calling him. Not at all, Marge.
What is it, girl? What's the matter? Are we going to be long yet, Gramps?
I can't tell, Jeff. Maybe half hour or more.
Okay, girl, you can go ahead, but don't go far.
Well, goodness me. Well, it was nice of you to come visit me, Lassie. How did you know I needed company today? Now, you come with me to the kitchen. I'll see if I can't find you something to eat. Oh, drat that old thing anyhow. Yes? Oh, just a minute, Matt. I'll see. Now, you just wait a minute. No, Matt, not you. I was talking to Lassie. She came in to pay me a visit. No. Doc Weaver doesn't answer. You want him to come over right away? All right, I'll tell him as soon as I find him. All right. All right, everybody wants service around here, including you. Come on, Lassie.
Morning, Miss Jenny. Hi, Lassie. Got a letter for you. Your mail.
Oh, thank you, Jed.
Come a fur piece, too, Montana. That's from your brother, ain't it?
Bert. Only family I've got. I'm glad he remembered. May I have my letter, please?
Sure, Jenny, sure. Bye now.
All right, I'll blow the horn when I'm ready. You'll be listening.
I will. All right, girl, go on. Jenny! It's me, Jeff Miller.
The door is open.
Hi, Jenny.
What do you want, Jeff Miller?
Well, we were just in town, Gramps and me. We had to stop by Clay Station to get a new generator. I thought I'd just drop by and say hello.
Well, at least that's more than most grown folks in this town would do.
Birthday card. Is today your birthday, Jenny?
Well, if it weren't for my brother, I probably wouldn't have even remembered it myself.
Gee whiz.
Well, what's so gee whiz about it? I can have a birthday too, can't I? Am I supposed to be different than other people?
Gosh, Jenny, I didn't know.
You just didn't stop to think. Did anybody around here ever stop to think?
is there anything I can do for you? Like maybe taking over the switchboard while you go out or something?
No. I've got umpteen messages to deliver. For people too all fired busy to deliver them themselves. Jenny, do this, and Jenny, do that. And your grandpa's just as bad as the rest of them. Jenny, be sure to tell Alan that...
Oh, what's the matter?
Oh, she must have gone out.
Who?
Your mother. I forgot to deliver Gramps' message about the gate.
Domino! Gramps!
What's the matter, Jeff?
Jenny forgot to deliver the message to Mom about Domino.
She did?
We gotta get back there right away.
We can't. The old generator's out and the new one ain't in.
Domino's probably gone by now. He might get hit by a car on the road.
Yeah, I know.
Can't we take Charlie's car?
No, he took off and Mrs. Peterson's stuck down the road someplace.
What are we gonna do? Lassie. Lassie, now listen to me, girl. Go home and get Domino and put him in the corral. Put Domino in the corral. She doesn't understand. Home, girl. Get Domino. Domino. And put him in the corral.
Well, we can't wait for Charlie. Give me a hand with this, Tip.
We put it in ourselves.
Job himself nor faster either. Let's get going.
But Gramps, I've been telling you Lassie'll take care of Domino.
She's just a dog. Now get in there and don't give me any more back talk.
Hi, George.
Didn't see anything in Domino when you were coming along the road, did you?
Not a sign of him. How'd he happen to get out?
Oh, I forgot to lock the gate, and I told Jenny to call Ellen, but she didn't do it.
I don't know what got into Jenny today. She sent me to Mrs. Streeter to look at a little girl's measles. That's no job for a vet.
Yeah, she messed up my morning all right.
That ain't all. She sent Doc Stewart way out here to look at Brockway's sick calf. Darn near bit my head off, too, when I complained. I don't know. Well, gotta be pushing.
Me too. Gotta find Domino.
Domino!
Maybe so. We'll see.
Gramps, look. Good girl, Lassie. Good girl.
Easy, Domino. Easy. Whoa, now. Whoa.
He's soaking wet.
Yeah, run himself ragged.
Unless his coat's full of burrs.
Must have been running all over creation. Put a blanket on Domino and walk and then rub him down good. You can take the burrs out of Lassie later.
Okay. Come on, Domino. Come on. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Miss Miller. Hello, boys.
Well, you look madder than a wet hen.
Oh, I am. Jenny was supposed to let me know that Mrs. Markle couldn't meet me in town. I had that whole trip for nothing because she has the shopping list.
Well, Jenny messed up a lot of things today. She plumb forgot to get an important message through to you before you left.
Yeah, and she sent Doc Weaver out where Doc Stewart was supposed to go. And she told Doc Stewart that we had an emergency and all we had was a sick calf.
That is not like her.
Maybe she's getting too old for the job. You know, things like that can happen.
That isn't the reason. She's not getting old at all.
Now, don't talk that way, Jeff. I guess I know how old it...
Wait a minute, Dad. What is the reason, Jeff?
She's not supposed to take the messages for us. She just does it because... Well, because she's a friend. It's not her fault if Domino gets out. Or if your cat gets sick, Porky, and Doc Weaver isn't in his office. And besides, today's her birthday. That's what she's so upset about.
Oh, today is Jenny's birthday?
That's right, today. And all she got was one measly birthday card from her brother in Montana. That's not a very nice birthday.
Here we were all getting angry with her. It's just a shame.
You know, I think you got a point there, son.
It isn't a part of her job to be a message service. I agree with you, Jeff. We've all been taking advantage of Jenny's good nature.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go call everybody on our party line and tell them it's Jenny's birthday.
No, Mommy, can't do that.
Why not?
Jenny might hear you. That'd spoil it.
Oh, of course, you're right. But I do have an idea. And not for just the people on our party line. Now, you all know where you're supposed to go.
Yeah.
Now, no stopping to gossip. Jeff, you and Gramps have to be back here so we can be ready at exactly 4 o'clock. Synchronize watches.
All right.
Jeff, yours is a minute slow. Okay, everybody,
let's
go.
All right, here we go. Come on,
Ellen.
Let's get going.
Come on, boy. All right, Lassie, you know where you're supposed to go. Jim Teal's. Now go on.
Look, Pokey. Look, Hope.
Now, this just isn't your type of work, so you stay.
Jeff, I got it. It's a great idea.
And I caught you, Frank.
Well, I'm glad you did, too, George. I wouldn't want to miss it for the world.
Right. I got to keep hustling.
Right.
Now, is that all right with you?
Sure, fine.
To get around to as many of the others as you can, Ethel.
I will. I certainly will.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Porky, come in.
Okay.
Well, Lassie, this note says that you're to go to Lem Boots next. Remember Lem? Well, here you are now. Go to Lem Boots. Go on, go.
Oh, she's a joy. jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow.
Which nobody can deny.
Which nobody can deny.
Which nobody can deny.
For she's a jolly good fellow.
For she's a jolly good fellow. For she's a jolly good fellow.
I'd have given anything to see the expression on her face.
Probably glad you didn't. Come on, let's hurry.
Okay.
Gramps, you take that. Yes, you take the preserve.
Okay. Well, come on.
Let's go. Come on, Lassie.
Just a minute, operator, and I'll ring them. They don't answer either. No, I have no report of a power failure. They just don't answer. Nobody answers. Oh, dear. There's my doorbell. You'll have to try again later. Sorry. Well, I think the people of Calverton are just about the nicest people in the whole world.
Oh.